Coach's Show here with David Hill, the brand new head coach of the Onega Buffaloes, coming off a win last week. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and Community Healthcare System. And Coach, we were there last Friday, and it was a fantastic game against Donovan West. You guys were able to pull it out, and looking back on film, what's your overall thoughts about that game?
Well, you know, our kids played really hard. I mean, if you were there, you saw that. We didn't quit. We made a couple of little mistakes that kind of cost us a couple of touchdowns, I think, in that game. But I think overall our kids gave everything they had and showed a lot of heart.
And Ryder Coulterman and Luke Pale looked really good running the football. And, you know, how's it feel to have a dynamic 1-2 punch like that?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of unexpected how many yards they'd rush for. And, you know, it's like we'll take whatever we can get at this point right now, right? I mean, they're working hard. And both of them rushed for over 100 yards. And Ryder threw for 95, was 5 for 9. Threw for a touchdown pass to Cameron Kramer. So that was kind of that was a big thing. I mean, I think it gave us a little bit of confidence, too, at that point when we scored that last passing touchdown.
And you mentioned it, and Cameron Kramer was really good defensively as well. And as a unit, it just felt like your defensive group flew around all night.
Oh, yeah. That's the greatest thing about these kids, man. They don't stop. They do not stop. And we're going to fly around and fly around and fly around. It was a great feeling to see how they did out there. You know, Clancy Revel had a heck of a game, too, at defensive tackle. Really surprised us. His speed really paid off in that game.
And you mentioned Clancy. Is there anyone else when you went back and watched the film that maybe you didn't realize from the sideline was having a great game, but when you went back and watched film, they played really well as also?
Yeah, you know, well, a lot of guys, honestly. I mean, it was just a great team effort. And to single a couple guys out, really, I don't know, it's hard to do that. I mean, the guys that you mentioned already, you know, had the good stats. But, you know, our offensive line did a good job of blocking. So all those dudes and our whole defense just, like you said, just ran around. And that's just amazing.
And staying on the road this week, you got a long trip down to Whitewater Remington. We'll talk with Coach Hill of the Onega Buffaloes about that right after this commercial break. Locker room chat with Onega head coach David Hill rolls on, picked up his first career head coaching win as the Buffaloes head coach. And this locker room chat is brought to you by Onega Pharmacy and the Farmers State Bank in Onega. And coach, you got a long road trip this week down to Whitewater Remington, a team that lost 18-8 last week to Marion. And just watching and breaking down their film, what have you guys noticed this week?
Yeah, they're big. They're very big, physical. The running back is 6'1", 210 pounds. He runs people over. We're going to have to stay low when we're tackling that guy. And they throw the ball a lot, which I think our DBs have proven that they can cover dudes. You know, we had one little miscue in that last game, but I think they're going to try to throw on us after watching us kind of stop Donovan from West the way we did.
And only a team that put up 8 points last week, but this time you have a long road trip down there. And just how do you keep those guys stretched out and ready to play and loose on Friday?
Yeah, so we're going to actually make a stop on the way there and kind of get out and stretch your legs a little bit, hydrate. That's one of the things that we've been talking to our kids about, is keep hydrating. We got a little overheated on last Friday, and we've been really preaching this week, drink water, drink water, drink water. So we're going to take a little pit stop, and we're leaving here a little bit early so we can kind of get out and stretch our legs a little bit.
You know, obviously, you guys played well on both sides, but what's something that you guys have really worked on this week to improve at as you play Remington this Friday?
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, knowing assignments, we missed a couple assignments, and we've really been talking about that, like how we line up or whatever. Something we're really, really stressing this week, and matter of fact, today that's part of our whole practice plan, just kind of just lining up and doing our thing.
All right, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time, and safe travels Friday, and best of luck.
All right, thank you so much.